Almost 2,000 poppies have been knitted since February by a group of women at a Guelph seniors building. Last November, Marilyn Couture, who lives at Riverside Residences on the Park, went to Allora and saw a poppy display at St. John's Anglican Church. And she thought that we should do something here. Because none of us are aware of any place in Guelph that doesn't display like this, said Karen Morrissey, one of the organizers. Couture left the project in the hands of Morrissey and Leona Petrie, who live in the building. The poppies are knitted by 10 people and the green yarn connecting the poppies together is crocheted by Morrissey and Petrie. Petrie knitted poppies too. On November 1, the lobby, lounge, mail area and downstairs of the building will be decorated with poppy garlands, tablecloths, and wreaths all made by people who live there and one friend from the Evergreen Seniors Center. This is something they want to continue years to come. We will take it down on the 12th after Remembrance Day is done. And there will probably be a few more poppies that we can continue making so that next year's display will be a little bit bigger, said Morrissey. Although they started making poppies in February. It's been a real crunch, said Morrissey. Petrie found a knitting pattern online for the poppies and gave it to the people interested in knitting them. She would show people how to make the poppies. So far there have been about 30 varying sizes of balls of yarn used for the project. The yarn was supplied and knitting needles too if people needed them. Just anybody that sees a display like that just get going and start making something for their community. You know or into their building that show that they really care, said Petrie. Morrissey said there are people who live in the building who were in World War II. But honoring the people is an important thing. People who gave their lives so that we could live in a free country. Where a lot of the children today, they've been born here and raised here. And they don't know what conflict is like. And I think it's important for them to have an understanding of what went on in the past, said Morrissey. She grew up after World War II was over, but her father was in the war. He had an album with photos of him and his shipmates. He was in the Navy. But he never shared a story. It was too difficult, she said. Because we've never been through it and it must have been devastating for them, said Petrie. Petrie's father-in-law was also in World War II, but he never spoke about it and his son didn't either. I would hope that conversations can be had. It's the only way you solve problems really because war doesn't solve anything, Morrissey said. I think it needs to be brought out while kids get into a group and talk about it. And then they'll start asking questions and they get a better idea of what really went on, Petrie said.